Ampetu washte, tante washte nape tuzape, uyakaskawi imachape, Eileen Briggs imachape.
Eileen Briggs is the Bush Foundation's Director of Native Nation Building. She says the work includes a handful of large investments to empower American Indian communities instead of prescribing solutions.
It's really clear that when it comes to solving core issues, progress is greatest when the tribes exercise their inherent rights for self-determination to create stronger, sustainable governing institutions that work best for their nations.
Across the room, Glenn Jorgensen listens to strategies to encourage rebuilding of tribal government and community. He says he spent time with people from different cultures during decades of work in substance abuse treatment and into retirement.
So I'm still trying to do awareness programs on the subject of addiction, which is, of course, a big problem among all people, including the reservations. It's actually kind of challenging and somewhat discouraging at times, but I think we're making progress. And she knew that there were alumni from her area that had gone through our treatment, so we talked about that, and she was very grateful that it happened.
Jorgensen walks with a cane. He has gray hair and is not Native American. Older white men dominate the downtown Rotary Club. Jorgensen says many members have business backgrounds. He says they especially appreciate the education on Native Nation building. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.